Hello, Tiffany Magri here, Regulatory Advisor at SMARSH. Today we're going to provide some industry insights on debunking mobility myths in financial services. Today, more than 98% of adults own a mobile phone, and over 90% of them prefer text or mobile messaging to voice calls. So why haven't financial services companies fully embraced mobile communications for business? In fact, many firms still prohibit text messaging for business entirely. These concerns have merit. Any new communication channel can be subject to compliance, legal, or security risks. The regulatory guidance is clear that all electronic communications must be captured, archived, and supervised, which can seem like an overwhelming endeavor. But in this fast-paced digital business world of today, the benefits of mobile messaging are outweighing the costs. Let's take a closer look at some of the common myths about mobile and the reasons why text messaging and mobile apps are actually a boon to business and financial services industries. So let's talk through the first myth. Mobile puts a strain on compliance resources. One of the biggest barriers for mobile messaging is the view that it'll put a strain on compliance resources. The belief is that the implementation of these technologies to be compliant can be complex and costly. Compliance is often presented with the hot new messaging tool or the new messaging technology that employees would like to use or believe that they need to conduct business. And often they're not wrong, but every new tool presents several questions. How will we integrate this with our current operations? Are there privacy or security gaps? Do these fit into our current communication policies, or would I need to rework our current practices? Should I engage a vendor that can help me meet my regulatory obligations? How do we reduce false positive results and make the review process more cost and time effective? These are all important questions that should be considered with any new tool that a financial services organization may introduce. Firms should fully understand how implementing these tools will impact resources, costs, and business effectiveness. But the reality is the cost of non-compliance can be significant, and the consequences for regulatory violations can be hefty and public. Take, for instance, these examples. FINRA fined a brokerage firm $100,000 for willfully violating record-keeping rules by allowing prohibited text message communications. The SEC and CFTC fined a global bank $200 million for failure to preserve records, after the bank admitted that its employees often communicated about securities business matters on their personal devices and for using text messages, WhatsApp, and personal email accounts. FINRA fined an investment bank $1.5 million for electronic communication failures, including failure to retain electronic records in WORM format and failure to retain text message communications from company-issued devices. If you've decided to prohibit text or messaging applications, you should include best practices in your policies and procedures that include flagging prohibited communications. How will you prove your prohibitions are being adhered to? Is this process really more efficient? With the high likelihood that employees will either disregard or be unaware of prohibitions when it comes to mobile messaging, you should consider the risk exposure to your firm. Although text and mobile messaging have been around for some time, we continue to see firms get hit with fines, sometimes resulting in millions of dollars lost. With the SEC currently conducting a sweep examination into how financial services firms are keeping track of these types of communications, it may be time to adapt to how communicating has fundamentally changed and update your compliance practices. By allowing for and capturing business communications through messaging apps, you can empower employees while reducing risk exposure to your firm. And our last myth is that the adoption of mobile could lead to a fragmented client experience. As mentioned above, clients often prefer to communicate using mobile messaging. Some firms may have concerns that employees switching from text to a business email with a client can affect the client's experience with the firm. But clients are often more responsive to mobile messaging. A Gartner study found that the response rate for text is more than 7 times greater than for email. In today's digital world, where mobile messaging is the preferred communication channel, can you afford to limit these communications? Can you continue to be competitive in an environment where communications are limited? As firms continue to keep up with investor expectations, they should consider how clients prefer to communicate as a key component to their business. In reality, prohibiting mobile could negatively impact client and employee retention. Clients are not the only ones driving the need for text or mobile messaging. Employees are demanding this too. Prohibiting preferred communication methods may get in the way of an employee's ability to conduct business. According to a survey by Eagle Hill, 82% of financial services employees said that technology improved their ability to provide services to customers. Firms should consider if prohibiting these types of communications will reduce their ability to retain and attract talent. So how can Smarsh help? Smarsh offers a solution that can capture mobile content directly from leading carriers and BYOD providers. Once captured, mobile content is automatically sent encrypted to Smarsh, where it's available for fast, on-demand search alongside your other archive communications. These communications are threaded together to contextualize conversations, allowing for a more effective review. Streamlining your supervision obligations will allow you to reduce time, cost, and complexity and open up new lines of communication for your staff.